out there in a different uniform?
Not really anymore. I think the first couple of weeks being here and working out was a little bit, and just coming into a different locker room, obviously putting on some different colors, but honestly, getting back out on the practice field is back to football. So that's something everyone's familiar with, and it's good to get back to football and running around and catching balls.
You talked about how he sees this session here as throwing things at guys and seeing how fast they can learn. What was your observation as team-wide, how that looked? I mean, Derek said he thought it didn't look like a first practice.
No, I thought it went smooth. I think the coaches have done a great job of installing. I think the guys have definitely put the time in, knowing the urgency that we have with the short amount of time we have here in these couple months until middle of June, and then that way we're ready to roll come into July, August. So we know the time frame that we're in. Guys are being professional about it, putting in the work, and you know it's your job, so you got to be prepared mentally so you can go out and play.
Spent a lot of time out with you and Aaron. What's the process like building a chemistry with a new quarterback with Derek? How's that going?
It's going great. It's just communication and getting the reps in the field. It's no different than what Aaron and I did for 10 years. So we'll continue to grind at it. Just getting on the same page, understand the playbook the same way, and then getting the reps in on the field. If it's on air, 1-on-1, 7-on-7, team, all that. It all adds up, and just being comfortable with one another.
I know it's early, but what are your first impressions of Amari Cooper thus far, just whether that's in the film room, on the field, anything?
I think the first thing stands out just how explosive he is. I mean, you can see that when we're just working out. Obviously, I've been able to see him to play the last few years. Very explosive, but in the film room, smart guy. And, you know, I'll learn more as we get going, obviously. We haven't honestly been in individual rooms that much. We've been more as an offense, learning everything.
What's your first take of Coach Gruden?
It's great. The energy level that he brings is amazing. And somehow I think he's consistent with it day in and day out, which is pretty impressive. So that's fun, and I think we'll feed off that. And I think that's why we're kind of successful today in our tempo and what we were able to accomplish today, because he's bringing the energy, and it feeds down to the rest of us.
Does having Bennett here kind of ease the transition somewhat, because you know him, that you're familiar with his teaching style?
Yeah, I mean, that's just one less person I have to learn who their name is and figure out what they're like. So, no, that's great. I think that's one of the main factors of why I chose to come here. But we have great history together, been together in Green Bay for 10 years as my coach for, I don't know how many, quite a few though. And, you know, we have a great relationship on and off the field. So,
Derek said he had you FaceTime with Devontae and James during your visit. How did that go for you?
Well, those are the two guys I called as soon as Oakland called me, because I knew obviously Devontae had played with Derek, and then James was out here for a year. So you try to gather as much information as possible, because obviously the free agency can go pretty quick. As we found out, and so I wanted to get some kind of inside information on both Oakland and Derek as a quarterback, and obviously they had great things to say. Devontae and Derek had a great relationship and great time at Fresno State, and then JJ had a great year and enjoyed Oakland the year he was here, so they had nothing but great things to say, and again had an impact on my decision.
Aside from his energy level, was there anything that you kind of took away from today just about how Gruden runs a practice?
Just the amount of preparation that he wants us to have, the freedom, I think, with the quarterbacks at the line, but everyone being on the same page and communicating, and, you know, that's the expectation that he puts out there, and that's what we'll continue to build on.
There's a video screen at practice, allows you to see things maybe from a different vantage. What value, if any, has that been for
None
you
yet.
Personally?
I didn't even look at it. So sorry to whoever's idea that was.